listening and speaking from a new state of awareness. As with many things, the task I sought to complete today turned out to be a guided task of service to one. I am still purging the denser parts of my little self. I really thought there was nothing left to transmute or let go of, but upon pulling down a box from the closet, soon learned otherwise. The box of old computer resources, disks, and hardware did not contain what I sought. Something led me to open another box, which held things unpacked since my move here more than 2 years ago. Daniel led me as I read through his last written communication and other papers, at one time very pertinent to my state of mind. It was a no-brainer to shred them upon seeing them for the last time. They held the energy of separation, so I gladly shred them without a tear. It is a first for me to be able to look at what used to be such a huge drama and let it go into the nothingness into which it arrived. Of course, other things in the second box were things pertinent to the fourth book that I now write. I pulled them out and, upon shredding the rest, returned to my comfy brown lazy boy, ready to work on the book. The computer refused to work normally, which is no surprise. I immediately sensed a message breaking through the veil and opened the Word program. My fingers are now sore from pounding at the keys without rest. When messages come through, they do so in a steady stream of words that fill my brain, and it is awfully hard to document them. Sometimes I do ask for the words to slow down so I can keep up, but the process always goes very quickly. I mentally take notes of changes that may need to occur in grammar and spelling as I type, and then make those corrections when the energy dissipates. In any event, here is the message received minutes ago. I trust you will relate to it as well. The world is changing quickly, and you are changing ever more quickly. Thank you for allowing yourself to grow by ridding yourself of past trauma. You know it is necessary to do so to continue on at the great rate you now find yourself in. Do not be dismayed by the fast progress or the slow progress of others, for you must realize it is all really just you. You are a being of light who has chosen to experience this as quickly as possible to get back to the one of all. Concern yourself with nothing of this world, for the world continues to drastically change as you stand by, not knowing what is up or down. Do not let the dribbles of time affect your vibration, for that is what you will carry, for that is what will carry you home quicker than the blink of an eye. Be sorry for nothing and no one. And remember, this is but a dream, a poorly planned dream of nothingness and despair for many who care to indulge in the senses of the little mind. You are free to do as you please, and recall, please, that you are being watched over and cared for by beings not of this illusionary world, and yet we too are illusion. There is no dark where the light shines, and know that you and others hold that light ever so brightly now. Be truthful to your source of one, and know all is going according to plan, the divine plan of one, to return the many fragments back to wholeness. It is a necessary process that will quell the heart of many savage beasts. Beware nothing and fear not in the days ahead. Know all is well and shall be forevermore to those who hold the light of one. Speak not of separation, for naught does it serve you. Unknowingness comes to the many soon, so prepare to teach the law of one. You and many others will serve in this role of light. Know this, and be assured as you move along the path to home. All is well, and can be nothing else.